Okay, then maybe we will start this session. Now we will start that. Okay, now the generally, as I told you before, to become the religious guru, you need the 10 qualities, Dharma guru. Especially when you have to become the guru of the Vajrayana, also you need the 10 qualities. These two 10 qualities are a little bit different. Okay, as you can see, when you have to become the especially the Dharma guru or the religious Dharma guru, you need the 10 qualities that I think I mentioned the last session. The 10 qualities. So same thing that to become the Vajrayana guru, you need the 10 qualities. Yeah. So in the one qualities of the become the deity is generally in the Mahayana guru, the 10 qualities what you need to become the Mahayana guru. So that's why because these are 10 qualities, because in the first paragraph of the Lamrim, in the Liberation of Palm, they talk about the qualities of the guru. Because the once you not get the proper guru, you won't get the proper Dharma. So that's why they talk about the qualifications of the guru. That's why they talk about the 10 qualities. In the 10 qualities that they are the, as I told you, the one thing is that also the Mahayana guru should be the very good knowledge of the emptiness. So that's why in the ancient time in India, when the masters they called in the Pandita, I think you have heard or not that word, Indian terms called the Pandit. Pandit means who are very scholar, they call it the Pandit. In the ancient time, in the Nalanda tradition. Okay, in the
Not
Nalanda tradition.
but
Nalanda tradition. Nalanda is the way the Buddhist learning center in India, to become the teacher, they call the Pandit. Pandit means who are very scholar at the Dharma, they call it the Pandit, the terms. So like that, so that's why whenever you're the Dharma guru, need a qualification. So for become the Mahayana Dharma guru, you need the 10 qualification. I think it's mentioned in the Liberation in the Palm. So when you have to become the Vajrayana guru, when the Tantra guru, you need also the 10 qualification, 10 qualities. That's a little bit different, okay, these two 10 qualities. You need that's why the you need a very 10 call call 10 call that's why you so you can see at that if you become the Mahayana, especially the Mahayana Dharma's guru, so that's why in the Liberation Palm there talks about the qualities of the guru, because this is a very important. Once you not get the qualities of the guru, when you not look at the qualities of the guru, you might get the wrong gurus. So that's why they talk about the qualities of the being the guru. Few years back, when I went to the first time to the Taiwan for the few years back, so I was applying the visa in the embassy, in Taiwan embassy. Yeah, so they told me that why you are going to Taiwan. So I told them I'm going to give the teachings over there. Yeah, so with the embassy, they asked me the why I'm going to the Taiwan. So I told them I'm going to give the teaching. Then they asked me the few questions. I'm completely shocked with these few questions they asked me. So I told that I have done the top of the top positions of the Buddhism. So I'm just going to give the teachings. Then they asked me the very few questions. They told me that you are saying you are Rinpoche. What proof you have? What certificate you have? You have studied Buddhism. Otherwise, we cannot issue you the visa. I was completely shocked. Also, I need my certificates of my study of the Buddhism, saying the top position. I need my certificate to show them that I have done the PhD in Buddhism. They gave me the 2 weeks. 2 weeks. In the 2 weeks, if I can say submit that the proof of I'm Rinpoche. Proof of that I've studied in the Buddhism, the PhD, on a very high degree, then only they will issue me. Otherwise, they won't issue me, they will reject me. Then I have to talk back, then I get all the permission and the documents to submit that my certificate and everything I have to give them. So after reaching the Taiwan, then I told the organ some people on the when I reached the time, and then I told them the people that if any of you have the suspicious that I'm Rinpoche or not, or if you have suspicious that whether I'm at a very high degree of Buddhism or not, I gave in the all my document proof to the organizer. You can check with the organizer. So 1 point, first time I'm very shocked. Later on, it done a very good thing, really very good thing. When we're talking about I'm giving the Dharma, really that's where their way of the systems are very good. If you're going to talk the Dharma, he should have the qualification of the Dharma. He should have done the degree on the Dharma, or the high, he had some knowledge of the Dharma. What the emperors are doing, the very good thing, really. Really, later on, really, I admire what they are doing, really. So that's why in the Lamrim, the first chapter, they talk about the qualities of the Guru, qualifications of the Guru. That's a very important point. So that's why the one qualification, if you say to the Dharma Guru, should be the very scholar. Because the Dharma Guru, if the Dharma Guru is not very scholar of the Buddhism, then he cannot talk about the Buddhism. Generally, people feel that whenever someone give talks about how to make the good society, how to become the good human, this is not related to the Dharma issue. This is not a Buddhism. This is a general point. Everyone says that how to become the good human. Even the Christian father, Muslims gurus, everyone says that how to become the good human. That is not a Buddhism. That is a general good points. Buddhism should be very different from that. Even the person who do not believe in the religion, or isn't the person who believe a religion or not, everyone wants to become the good human. That is not related with the Buddhism, I mean the Dharma. That is not a Dharma. This is a general good points. Buddhism is something which talk about a way how to get the liberation, way how to get the enlightenment, how to reach the Buddha's wood. That starts from the Buddhism. So that's why in the Guru's quality, in the liberation in the palms, it's clearly mentioned that the Guru should be very scholar. It's a very, should have the very good knowledge. Otherwise, if the Guru have not a good knowledge of the Buddhism, how can he give the talk, give the teaching of the Buddhism? That's why I think what the Taiwan embassy is very right. What qualification, what certificate I have, they're asking me. Very good question, Deva. Yeah. The Vietnam is a very good place, I think. You have never asked me what certificate I have. What proof I have? Because when I come to the Vietnam, I didn't bought any certificate with me. I kept all my certificate with the Taiwan organizer, so I don't have the big certificate when I came to the Vietnam. So very good place. You have never asked me what certificate I have. Good thing is, in the Vietnam, anyone can become the Buddhist master. That's also a good thing. Anyone can give the teaching. That's a good thing. Yeah. So this is just like that, the Taiwan embassy, what they asked me. In the liberation in the palm, that's why they talk about the qualities of the master. So you can see that, qualities of liberation palm. So they talk that every of the Dharma master should have the qualities. Not only the Dharma master, who want to become the Dharma student, also have the qualities, they should qualities. So in the first chapter, when they started the Lamrim practice, they talk about this. Yeah. So I think you have seen that in the so that's why the 10 qualities. Now you can look at to become the Vajrayana master, you need, they also need the 10 qualities. But these 10 qualities not mentioned in the liberation of palm, but I will tell you. So in the here, the first time in the Vajrayana, to become the qualified of the Guru, first of that he have the very good knowledge of the inviting of the deity. Every of the initiation started because the master have to do the inviting of the deity. She should have the very good knowledge of the how to invite the deity. This is number one, okay? Number two is the chanting the sadhana and the mantra. Good knowledge of the chanting, the mantra and the sadhana. This is second quality. Third is the master should have the very good concentration power. So follow the rules of the Vajrayana rules properly. Also, he have the should have the very good knowledge of the dissolving the deity and the sending back the deity to its place. So I think you remember not before the whatever the initiation starts. I think you remember that I do the some prayers. These old prayers started for the invitations of the deity before every initiation. This procedure should be there. Then also the good knowledge of the mandala. Six, mandala, good knowledge of the tantra. Then the good knowledge of the mudra. And then the know to follow the right procedure of the saying the prayer of the self-protecting and the place-protecting. That you will not understand right now. Anyway, you can just translate that, okay? So now you got the 10 qualities to become the Vajrayana Guru. These are the 10 qualities who have to become the Vajrayana Guru should have these 10 qualities.
Excuse me again, like only eight.
No, there, I told you the two, no? You follow the ritual puja of the self-protecting and the place-protecting. Know the actual of the prayer of the self-protecting and the place-protecting. You won't know these two properly, but just like that.
Okay,
you won't right now. This is a little bit complicated. We have to go a little bit deep than the tantra. Okay, fine. Now the unit, now the to become the Mahayana guru, as I told you before, you need the 10 qualities. I think that you will get that in the liberation and the palm. So maybe I will give you the very short way, I will tell you. As I told you before, first is that he should be self properly controlled, Mahayana guru, self properly controlled. That means he have to follow the self properly controlled, means as I told you, morality, the ethic. That's the most important quality of the Mahayana guru. He have to follow the Maya morality and the ethics and the rules properly. Monks or the nuns rule properly. That's the first quality of the become the Mahayana guru. So I think you will see it very clearly in the liberation in the palm, this quality, first quality of the Mahayana guru. I think most of 10 qualities, now this is the first quality to become the Mahayana guru. This is the first quality, okay, there's a 10 qualities. So that's why the Mahayana guru, he should have to follow the morality, the ethics and the rules very properly. Once he is not following the morality, the ethics and the rules, monks or nuns rule properly, then he cannot lead the others in the proper way. At that time, they are not asking the what certificate you have. Ancient time, they never asked the Mahayana guru the what you certificate you have. Now they are asking. When I get the first time in the my certificate in the after finishing the all my Buddhist studies, maybe many years back, I thought of what to do with that certificate. So someone told me that they will take my certificate, give it as a souvenir. So I thought to give it to the someone, but luckily that I've never given it, so otherwise I won't get the Taiwan visa. Yeah, so that's why, that's a quality, yeah. That's also, I think embassy are very, very, I mean, the day, first I was very shocked when they asked like this question. Later on, I felt they've done a very good thing, really. They're asking my certificate, my qualification, proof. One point is a very good. This time, always I have to show this. Whenever I get the visa, always I have to show all my certificate, all my proof to prove the Rinpoche, always, all the time. Because when I tell them I'm going to give the teaching. Yeah, so this is why there's 10 qualities. Okay, 10 qualities you need. The first quality is Mahayana guru, is that they're self-controlled. Now the second quality is Sanyantova. Then he should be the very peaceful Sanyantova. It means a mentally peaceful. Mentally peaceful means that master should have the very good of the concentration power. So once ever not a concentration, fully concentration power, he cannot fix on the one point. Whenever he talks, he cannot fix on the one point. Sometimes when I give the talk, I lost the topic. So Mahayana teacher should not be like that, who lost the topic giving the talk. I think you remember that sometimes I used to ask the where were we. Sometimes really I lost the topic. Sometimes I want to see that whether the students are paying the concentration or not. So that's why I'm asking. Sometimes I used to ask which topic I'm talking. Sometimes when I give the teaching, middle of the teaching, sometimes I ask them what topic I'm talking. Sometimes I really lost the topic. Sometimes I want to know that whether the listener have paying the attention or not. Thought quality, say the master should have a very, very good wisdom. Thought quality. So once the master have a not very good wisdom, so people ask a few questions, they will get confused. Master will get confused. So in the monastery, sometimes when in the monastery, so when the Buddhist system, when we learn, sometimes we have to give up. They will ask the very, very tough questions, so many tough questions. So you have to give the every answer. When you have to pass the final stage of the Buddhism degree. So that's why you can see that now how many qualities? Three qualities. Well, I think the third qualities, isn't it? Now there's a fourth qualities.
Yes.
I think you have seen all these qualities in the Liberation Palm, isn't it? Okay, now you can read in the Liberation Palm in the Guru devotion part, okay? Now they have clearly mentioned that. Because they talks about the very qualities of the Guru is a very important. Because Guru is a guide, your guide. When the Guru have not that the right qualities of the Dharma, then you will not reach the right point. So when you have to climb the one mountain, what you need the important thing is that you need the very right guide. Same thing in the Buddhism practice. Whatever you do, you need the very right guide is very important. So that's why they talk the qualities of the Guru. Yeah, so that's why they talk about the qualities of the your guru. That's why they pay the very importance of the quality master should have these qualities. Now the fourth quality is I think fourth quality is it's a master should have a very good knowledge of the Buddhism. As I told before, master should be the very good knowledge of the Buddhism. He should be the very scholar of the Buddhism, the fourth qualities. So that's why the because the once you have not with a very good knowledge of the Buddhism, so you will not able to differentiate the what is the Buddhism, what is not a Buddhism, once you have not very good knowledge of the Buddhism. So I think as I told you before, I think the prostration, chanting the mantra is one very good point, but that is not a real Buddhism. So that's why the fourth quality should have the very good knowledge of the Buddhism. He should be the scholar, the fourth quality of the become the Mahayana guru, fourth quality. Okay. So in the India, I think to talk the give the teaching, some of the Buddhism teaching, I think that everyone cannot become like that in the India to become the Dharma guru, because they are the biggest, the Buddhism knowledge is a very much in the, I mean the knowledge in the India, I mean the especially the Indian India. So that's why you can see that the in the that's why it's a mention, this all the mention in the Maitreya test, okay, Maitreya Buddha test, which was written in the maybe fifth, sorry, it's the ninth or ninth century. Okay, fifth is what you need to Shiva. So who have a very put can put the very effort for the teachings for the students. So my and the teacher should not be feel like that. Whenever someone asks to give the teaching, he should not feel the lazy or he should not feel tight to give the teaching. So my and the teacher should have the effort to give the teaching, who can put the strong effort to giving the teaching. So my teacher, usually when we have the class with my teacher, so usually class should take the 1.5 hour like that. My teacher sometimes goes to class and it will take 3 hours. He cannot stop it. Because when he comes to teaching the Dharma, so completely he will lost. He will lost and he will teach. We should be finished the 1.5 hour. He will cover it up sometimes the 3 hours like that. So my and the teacher should have a very strong, who can put a very strong effort to keep the teachings.
Yes.
That's the one quality. I think this is a fifth, isn't it? Fifth quality. So now the sixth quality is that he should have a very good of the test proof of the every of the teachings. He should have a good knowledge of which text of the Buddha have said like this, which text, which scripture Buddha have said like this. So he should have the also the test proof or the he should have the all the good knowledge of the Buddha's word, every sutras. Few years back, I went to the Sri Lanka. I think it's a few years back, 3 or 4 years back, I went to the Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is one of the Buddhist country. There I visited a very old temple. The old temple, I saw the one drawing with the Buddhas and the one man, and they are talking, discussing each other, and I saw that drawing. So I asked there about that drawing. So they told me there's that Buddha have a discussion and there's a one sutra, Buddha's teaching and the discussion with that person and the Buddha. So I told them that I have never heard about this discussion sutra. So I told them I want to see that sutra. So they went into the temple. They got a very old text. I think it's a more than 1,000 years old text. So they just brought me very old book. So I went through it. So this text and this sutra is not exist in the Tibetan tradition at all. So I was completely shocked to see that. So I thought that we have to translate that from the Pali, original their language is Pali, to the Tibetan. So usually Buddha gave the teaching in the two languages, Pali and the Sanskrit. What he gives the teaching in the Sanskrit, most of their teachings are available in the Tibetan. What the, he gives the teaching in the Pali, that are not the old texts, is not available in the Tibetan. That I, after that I do research analysis, that I find it out. So I realized that I've spent the, most of the, my life in the Buddhism, studying the Buddhism, studying and the teaching, and maybe 30 years ago I'm studying and the teaching the Buddhism. I thought that still I'm not aware so much of the Buddhist text. So I thought that in my whole life, if I study, I could not cover the Buddhism. So still I've studied and the teaching for the 30 years, still I'm not aware of the, so much of the Buddhist teaching. So I, when I reached the Sri Lanka, and when I have a discussion doing with these old Sri Lankan monks, so I realized that. When in that old temple, they show me the such old books on the text, what they have translated 1,000 years back. Really, in that text, some are the very common in the, we have in the Tibetan version. Some texts, I found it out that really is not exist in the Tibetan. So that's why the six quali- I mean the six qualities, either see the Mahayana guru should have the very good knowledge of the, every of the Buddha Sutra. So right. Every of the Buddha Sutra is, I think, very difficult. From my experience, my 30 years of the studying and the teaching of the Buddhism, still I'm not very aware of the, every of the Buddha Sutra. It is quite very difficult, I mean, the one point. Since my age of the 5 or 6, I started to become the reincarnation, I recognized as Rupa Chit. Then I started to memorize the Buddhist and the studying the Buddhist text, everything. Since here up till now, I'm doing all this, I've become doing the Buddhism studies and teachings, everything. Still, I'm not aware of the, every of the Buddha Sutra.
Yes.
So there are so many sutras that still we are not knowing. This is true, okay? It is a joke, true joke, okay? In here, Nepal, there is one big university. One occasion, they asked me to give the talk in the Buddhism in that university. They have recruited for the Buddhist study program. He introduced me to the teacher who gives the talks in the Buddhism, or the, who got teaching the Buddhism for the student. There is a one teacher who told me that he used to come here to give the talk of the Buddhism, to teach the Buddhism for the students, morning. And then he told me that at the daytime, he have to go to the office, work in the office. He works in the telephone office. He have to go to the telephone office. Then he have to go to the person's house to fix the telephone. Morning, he gave the talk. So that's why they are talking about the every of the Buddhist master. So qualities. First, you have the self-control. Self, these are very important. That's why they're paying it. So also, that's why they are saying the very good of the knowledge, wisdom. These also qualities become the guru, I mean the teacher of the Buddha, Maya and the teacher. So I have a very, very one naughty student in the Sarah. He's maybe 12 or 13 years old, very naughty, very naughty. So he is a 3-time fail in the 4th standard class. He failed in the 4th standard 3 times. So sometimes I used to call him and give the advice, and I asked him, okay, now you talk. So when he talked very good. Because he heard the, so many things the, what the others say. So he talked the, very good. So one occasion, I thought that someone, when they ask, people ask me to the, give teaching, I thought to send that my naughty student to give the teaching. Definitely he will, well, because he will walk, he will get very sweet talking. He's very, I thought that one occasion to send him, that naughty student, to give the teaching, people who ask me to give the teaching. Because, so that's why if you look from the Mahayana guru, he cannot become that. First of all, self not fully controlled. No Buddhist Mahayana qualities. In the reality, it's like that. But I have, if I send him, maybe people will like him because his way of the talking is quite good. I thought that one occasion to send him to just give the teaching. But I didn't send him because he have no qualities. First, he have no first quality, self-controlled. One occasion, I asked him, will you go to give the teaching? For I could not go some places. So he told me that the way he have to go. So I told the, some places that he have to go. He was just smiling. If I tell him you go, definitely he will go. He was just smiling. He never said to me that I won't go, I cannot teach. He never said that. But he have failed 3 or 4 times in his class. How can he teach the Dharma?
Yes.
But still, he is quite ready. I think when I asked him, will you go, he was just smiling. Yeah, so I didn't send him, as I told you, because he's no qualities of this Mahayana guru's quality. So seventh, I think, is a master should have a very good knowledge of the emptiness. To become the Mahayana guru, most important thing is that he should have a very good knowledge of the emptiness. Once to have the very good knowledge of the emptiness, he should understand all the view of the 4 different schools.
Yes,
once the, he should understand the emptiness point, the view of the 4 different school. Every Buddhist 4 different school, they all talks about the emptiness. So he should have the very good knowledge of the 4 different schools view of the emptiness. If the master is not knowing the 4 different school view of the emptiness, he cannot have the knowledge of the emptiness, good knowledge of the emptiness at all. This now the 4 different schools view of the emptiness, that maybe we will talk very slowly we will talk about it. Because of these 4 different school arises at the Buddha's time. When the Buddha was giving the teaching, every people's attitude and the way of the thinking is not the same. So they got different ideas. So I think I asked this question before, when I asked the ways, the test of the tea. Test of the tea exists in the tea, or it exists in the mind, or it exists in the tongue. So when you say the test of the tea exists in the tea, maybe you might be the first two school, Sotantika and the Chetamatra. When you say the test of the tea exists in the mind, maybe you are the Yuthuktam. When you say the taste of the tea is existed because of the interdependent tea, tongue, mind, only the interdependent might be you, the Tongwen Tam, the middle way school. So these 4 different schools, when you have to understand the proper view of the emptiness, you have to understand the 4 different schools view. Without understanding the 4 different schools view, you are not able to understand the emptiness at all, at any cost. People used to ask me what is the shortest and easiest way to understand the emptiness. So I used to say that there is no easiest and the short way to understand the emptiness. There is no way like that. If there is like that, Buddha don't have to talk about the emptiness 40 years. If there is the shortest and easiest way to understand the emptiness, then maybe I might be the very stupid studying the 30 years to understand it. So that's why you have to understand, that's why Mahayana Guru should have a very good knowledge of the emptiness. Knowledge of the emptiness you will gain when you understand the 4 different school views. Every of the 4 different school, they talk about the emptiness. But the Lamrim will follow the emptiness point view of the middle way school. So generally, my favorite of the Indian scholar is the Dharmakirti. I'm a fan of the Dharmakirti. So he's from the Yuthuktam. Really, he got the very good logic to prove the every incident. I really admire his logic. He have done the one research on here, have put the one work on the how the word and the thought have relation between the word and the mind. Relation between the word and the mind. So these souls, so that's why as I told you, when you have the good knowledge of the emptiness, you have to understand the 4 different school views. Okay, now eighth quality is master should have a very good way of the talking. So very good of the talking means one, the master could not talk very well. People don't get the his point or the meaning. So every other way how he represent the his point, it should be a very skillful. The ninth quality is a master should be very compassionate. That's the ninth quality. compassionate. Now the 10th quality is, I think 10th quality is, so he should not feel tired of the giving the teaching. So master should not feel the tired to give the teaching. That's the 10th quality of the master. This is a 10 quality to be of the Mahayana Guru. Now you are, when you have to become the Dharma student, also you need the 3 qualities.
Yes.
3 qualities. The first quality, I think I told you the 3 qualities, isn't it, last time? Okay, just tell me what is the 3 qualities.
People say that the 3 quality, the first is no doubt about the teachers.
What?
Don't have the bias.
Don't have the bias. Yeah, yes. That is the first quality. Yeah.
Yes, and the second quality is to have the interest in listening to the Dharma.
Yeah.
And the first one is to have the analysis mind.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. Now this is the, I think this is the mention in the task written by the Nagarjuna student. His name is that Aryadeva. Yeah, so that's why you got it, no? So these are the 3 qualities of the master. Every of the master word should be the analysis by the student. When you have to become the really the Dharma student, the analysis is very important. So more you analyze, more you get it, more you come closer to the truth. When you have the more analysis power, then you will become more closer to the truth. When you don't do the analyze, then you won't come to get close to the truth. Because you can see the science is very much based on the analyze and experiment. That's why it comes very close to the truth. So that's why you can see in the every of the Buddha's teaching, whenever he gives the teaching, lots of the question arises and comes. But I'm very happy that when I was in the Vietnam, so really you asked me so many questions. Really, I'm very happy with it. So you're doing more analysis and the more doubts arising. That's very good. So many questions. All right. But I'm very sorry. Because of the time limit, I could not cover the answer to all the questions. That's, I'm very sorry. In the ones, when they're coming in the next time, maybe I will give the one session only for the question answer session. No more teaching. The only question you can question, ask me the any question. So maybe I won't give the one of the question answer session. Just question and answer, question and answer. Like at the Buddha's time, sometimes his students ask so many questions. He give the answer, question answer, only for the question answer session. But the one thing is in the Vietnam that the when we only thing is that when I keep the question answer session for the writing, they will write so many questions. When I ask the question in the not a writing orally, I think only the few will ask. When I was a kid, I used to ask so many questions, but most of the stupid questions when I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So old seniors, monks, they used to get bored when I asked the question because I asked so many questions like why, how, why. So like that, okay? So maybe now, I think I talk now, maybe, okay. Now I will talk a few minutes, then maybe I will stop it, okay?
Yes.
So, okay, now this is the point of the, now the, now here you have to understand the qualities of the Mahayana Guru. Now here in the Lamrim, now they talk about the, now the what, how to, as we talked before, the what the relation between the master and the student, how they keep the relation between the master and the student, Dharma Guru and the Dharma student. This point I think I told the yesterday, isn't it? I think I finished the last time. Maybe, okay, now last time, maybe if I have not heard this, maybe you can get it from the website, okay? We will upload that in the website. So you can listen from the website, the last session. Okay. Now this is the first thing that the Lamrim practice, it will start from the Guru devotion, how to rely on the relying on the Guru, way of the relying on the Guru. And the second point is also talk about how to rely on the your Dharma friends, Dharma circle. Most important thing is when you have the self-improvement, Self-better improvement, what you need, a very good guide, very good friend circle. These two are very important. There is one thing that in the back in the South India, there is one very heavy smoker, one gentleman, very heavy smoker. He tried to quit the smoking, but he didn't succeed. What I heard is later on, he worked in the monastery for the 6 or 7 months. Then he quit the smoking, because he didn't have any circle or the smoker circle. So like that, when you have to improve the Dharma practice, what you need is a very good guide, special guide, and you need a very good circle. That's called a Dharma friend, Dharma brother, Dharma sister. That circle is very important. One occasion, I was giving a teaching in the kid prison, you know, the teenage prison. There is one of the teenage, I think it's a 16 or 17 years old teenage, one is he just caught up in the prison. So he asked me the one question. I really regretted that what I have done, the bad things in my past life. So he told me that, how can I improve? How can I become the better human? Mm-hmm. He asked me that question. Then I told him that you have to, the first step is that you have to leave all your bad companies, abandon and disassociate with your bad company. That's the most important thing. So same thing, Dharma practice, what you need, the very good friend circles. I mean the Dharma friend circle and the friend companies. That's all very important. So that's why what you can see. So that's why now you have to know how to rely on the Dharma brothers and the sisters. Now you can see them. That's why they talk it. Also the relying on the Dharma Guru. So it's important that the relying on the Dharma Guru is important that the Dharma Guru, a way of the relying on the Dharma Guru is, I think I talked the last time, so you can get it from website, yeah? And you have not heard that, okay? You can just listen from the website, Deepka. Okay, now we will stop here. Thank you. I have one small homework, okay? The small homework is to read the liberation part of the Guru Devotion point, okay? Okay, they read that part. And the second part is, I think as I told you before, now the visualization of the merit field, okay? Okay, visualization of the merit field. Now, and the pray that this time you should pray that the merit field and the pray that the may your practice of the Lamrim go very smoothly, successfully. Pray that again and again, okay? Visualizing the merit field.
Yes.
Every of the your Buddhist practice, Lamrim practice, step by step, go very smoothly. May the gain the realization soon as possible. Okay, pray that again and again, okay? After visualizing the merit field, okay? Okay. Then see you.